whatever you were earning at the time you switched to the drop. I don't know if you guys got the drop at your place, but whatever you were accumulating. But since you don't earn, you know, and you can't bank anymore, they give you everything you would earn on January 1. So that way, if you want to go to, you know, take a two-week European trip on, you know, in the middle of January, you know, you can, because, you know, it would, otherwise, you know, you wouldn't be able to go until you earned enough time to do it. So they give it all up front, but the condition is that, like, let's say I took 2 weeks off, you know, in the first 2 weeks of January off, I then have to work long enough into the year to have normally earned that, or I got to pay them back. So if I leave their employ before I work long enough to have the 2 weeks I took off back in January, I would have to pay them back. It's a weird situation, but it's a contingency of the drop plan.